Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my smiling wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Toda Rabba, and bless you all. We'll be finishing Revelation 5 tonight, which you can re-listen to later this week on shofarministries.net. So, be sure to grab your Bible and be ready to take some notes. But first, let's give all glory to God.
Holy Father, God above all gods, we sense your glory filling our houses as we study your book of the revelation of your Son, your only Son, who brings us much joy and contentment regardless of our physical circumstances or the evil that encompasses our world. We will focus on you and your promises, knowing our faith will sustain us. We pray for those recent prayer requests, the families of the victims of crimes, and those affected by the many recent tornadoes, and, of course, the salvation of our loved ones' souls. We honor you alone, and may tonight's study be to your glory. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, time for some quick news.
Well, there are attacks going on in Syria where Iranian-made drones are attacking U.S. military bases. Apparently, we just found out it's been going on for a long time, many months. We did retaliate once, and the true number of casualties is unknown, but recent numbers range from 6 to 19, with others wounded on both sides.
Obviously, Iran wants U.S. troops out of Syria.
How you think?
Mm-hmm.
And it is expected that more attacks will likely happen, especially now due to the new coalition between Russia, China, Iran, and now Saudi Arabia. Remember, President Trump had designated Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization, but Biden canceled that.
Well, of course. And why are we there?
Well, we have about 900 military in Syria to act as intel and guard the prison, which houses ISIS prisoners, as well as ISIS camps are scattered all around Syria.
So, in other words, we are preventing an expansion of ISIS from forming.
Yes, and our defense systems, for some reason, malfunctioned, so that's why a U.S. contractor was killed and six wounded last week. We did retaliate, causing approximately 11 Syrian casualties. Meanwhile, there is Israel, who continues to bomb northern Syria's airport in Aleppo. Why? Because Iran transports weapons into Syria via this airport. And speaking of Israel, and continuing for months now, have been massive left-leaning Israelis protesting against Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan for judicial reforms, who has now fired his more liberal defense minister Gallant on Sunday for speaking against the reforms, who he said are just too far to the right. Netanyahu does plan to replace him with a more right-leaning minister.
You know, it's amazing to see the U.S. and Israel having similar left versus right problems.
Mm-hmm. As well as personal legal problems. Mm-hmm. So, Bibi has now paused his reforms and will try to talk to the people objectively, explaining that his goal is to prevent the judiciary from becoming the dictator and therefore maintain a balance between the three powers of the state. But bottom line, due to the biggest protests in the history of Israel, that even included Air Force and airline pilots going on strike. So Bibi gave in and halted his reforms for now.
Well, so to have a more peaceful Passover.
Yes. But will it be, since it is also the season of the Muslim month of Ramadan, which changes every year?
And Ramadan isn't usually peaceful.
Yeah. All right. So as you probably have heard, China's President Xi, while recently in Russia, stated to Putin, on what some say was a hot mic, that for the first time in 100 years, we are changing the world, he said.
Well, they're speaking about the downfall of America.
Oh, yeah. We are targeted to decrease as being the world's superpower. As Jeremiah 30:11 prophesied about 2,500 years ago. We haven't read this for a while, so let's read that as the Lord speaks through Jeremiah to Israel.
Okay, Jeremiah 30, verse 11. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you.
And we've taken in millions of Israelis and still number approximately 6 million. And Israel is about the same, but they're growing. So please continue.
Yet I will not make a complete end of you.
And that's talking about Israel.
But I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished.
He says it again in Jeremiah 46:28. And this is a very prophetic statement, for the Jews have suffered greatly. But there you have it. He will make a full end of where the Jews have been scattered.
So other countries too.
Yes. But we still have the most Jews, and as we watch prophecy coming together against America, I think America will go down first, with the worst coming right after the rapture. You know, they say we're the big Satan. So we're going to get hit first. And according to Ezekiel, it says Israel will be attacked during the tribulation. But, praise God, he intervenes.
But, again, the worst is after we leave.
Yes, but we do see the signs, as he said we would. And one of those signs to assist our downfall is Russia has agreed to use the Chinese yuan instead of the dollar, and other countries like Saudi Arabia might join suit.
Yeah, right now, Saudi Arabia is our counterweight.
Right. For if they do that, it would throw us into a very deep recession, and then the deep state will have their excuse to enter us into the monetary digital age controlled by the government.
So a cashless society has prophesied.
Actually, there has already been a pilot program in the works for quite some time by the globalists, which, by the way, I just saw that they make up about 500 super rich men. And besides that, the other BRIC nations are thinking of joining the yuan as well, like Britain, India, and South Africa.
That's national suicide.
Thanks to Biden.
Well, actually, it's puppet masters.
For sure.
And this week, Kamala is in Africa.
Yes. She is trying to woo them away from China because Africa is the second largest mineral industry in the world that our technology certainly needs. However, Africa's foreign minister, he just returned home from China.
Well, that says a lot.
Oh, it sure does. And Kamala's track record is not too good.
Well, some good news. Trump has not been indicted.
But they'll keep trying. But these four pending cases doesn't hold much water. But you got to love Trump's determination and his obvious love for America. And he sees how China is advancing so quickly. And China is determined to make every country a vassal state.
Yeah, you know, I think we're close to that.
And China is gleeful. Mm-hmm. Over how we are depleting our munitions stockpile for Ukraine. Because if they're ever going to take over Taiwan, they must do it while the Biden administration is in power. Therefore, some strategists are saying they will have to do it next year.
Okay, if you have any questions or comments, please email us at Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Or just call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are greatly appreciated and tax deductible. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net. where all of our past teaching newsletters and radio programs are archived. So to re-listen and where your note-taking can be more relaxed. Okay, let's finish Revelation 5 tonight.
Yes. Last week, we saw how Jesus, the kinsman redeemer and the only one worthy, takes the seven sealed scroll from the Father, which is the title deed to the earth, and will soon open the seals that we'll read about in chapter 6. So let's continue from last week and read verses Revelation 5, verse 8.
Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
Now remember, heaven is the real temple. And just like the temple and tabernacle on earth, they had the altar of incense, and so does heaven. When we pray, it's like incense to his nostrils. And when we pray his word, the smoke goes up even faster.
Amen.
So continue Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10.
And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth."
So we will reign versus the tribulation saints, who will be more in a serving capacity. Honey, please read that verse from Revelation 7, verse 15, about the tribulation saints.
"Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them."
So we see that the tribulation saints will have more of a serving role, but will love serving him and just being in the king's presence in his mighty kingdom.
Amen.
Okay, let's finish Revelation 5, which is pretty self-explanatory, verses 11 through 14.
"Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.' And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them I heard saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.' Then the four living creatures said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever."
Okay, so Revelation 1 was the vision of Jesus to include that special blessing to all who study Revelation. Then Revelation 2 and 3 describes the prophetic and literal and personal to you, church age. Revelation 4, we are called up and receive our rewards. And Revelation 5, Jesus is now crowned as king, takes the title deed of the earth from the Father to open the seals of the tribulation. But first, and this is important, we read in chapter 7 that God protects 144,000 Jews that have just become believers in Christ and are therefore sealed with God's protection.
And why before chapter 6 are they now believers?
Well, here is a thought using some what I call great typology. Remember how Elijah saw Elijah go up?
2 Kings 2.
Therefore, as a result, Elijah received a double blessing?
Yes.
Well, perhaps the 144,000 Jews will have spiritual eyes too and see us go up as well. and then receive a double portion of the Holy Spirit with guided protection, becoming the first fruits of that coming day, that new and last dispensation, as stated in Revelation 14.
Right now, we are the first fruits.
Yes, we are the first fruits of the New Testament, as Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection.
1 Corinthians 15.
Anyhow, after the rapture, the 144,000 are called the first fruits because, as I said, they are the first believers of that day that lasts 1,000 years. Which is why those set of new believers, again, beginning with the 144,000, are not called the bride like we are. And the tribulation saints,
Revelation 7:14.
And as we already said, they have their own special song just for them. And that's in Revelation 14:3.
And we shall have our own song from Revelation 5:9.
Yes, as we read. And let me repeat, we rule and reign where the tribulation saints' song says they will serve him, as they did not do before the rapture as we did. But after the rapture, God gives them a second chance to serve in his kingdom. And that should bring us all joy.
Yeah, a certain advantage of living in the last days.
Oh, amen. Sadly, they can never be the bride, but will be in the kingdom and not hell. Which is why we need to tell the lost what to do when they realize we were right, and do it quickly. For many will die as war erupts soon after the covenant with the devil is made. And now, again, another important fact is that Revelation is in chronological order, except on occasion, Jesus inserts an addendum, or what can be called a parenthetical chapter, or by the way, segment, to better clarify to John the present situation. Case in point, chapter 6 does begin the tribulation, but we also see in chapter 7 that he, by the way, adds an important fact, that first 12,000 Jews from each of the 12 tribes are now saved, as we just said, and are sealed for protection against all the coming judgments.
Nothing can harm them.
Right. So that is an important fact to know, because we'll see this happen in other places, and of course we'll point that out when we get there. You know, when someone says to me, oh, the book of Revelation is too hard, it's only because they don't recognize that some passages are an appendum or a clarification, or like we often say, by the way, you need to know this before continuing.
And then scripture goes back to where you left off.
Right. Some say it's like watching two theaters as in a split screen, which is why Revelation is one of the apocalyptic books. God also shows John in chapter 7 that later others will also be saved. So, as we said, they're called the tribulation saints. Anyhow, as I said, this is important to know, so to better understand what's going on, especially because of what John will soon be horrifically envisioning. So at least he has something positive to hold on to. With that said, honey, since we have a few minutes, let's go ahead and begin chapter 6 and read verses 1 and 2.
Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer.
Okay, so now the tribulation begins on earth as initiated by four horses, and each horse represents another seal opened from heaven by King Jesus. This first horse represents the counterfeit, fake Messiah on a white horse, bringing much more deception, and had just signed a covenant with Israel.
Confirmed in Daniel 9:27.
Yes. But this peace deal will only last a short time. And no one really knows for sure how long till the second horse arrives. But the Antichrist has a wreath crown of victory. Stephanos is the Greek word. And also notice he has a bow, but no arrow.
Yet.
Because he starts out peaceful and is very charismatic. People will love him and hail him for bringing peace to a chaotic world. So please read verses 3 and 4 of Revelation 6.
When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword.
So that's pretty easy to understand. The second seal is open, which brings the red horse of war breaking out. Verse 4 says, to take peace from the earth. And now he has his arrow called a sword. Okay, verses 5 and 6, horse number 3.
When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. And do not harm the oil and the wine."
Okay, now it's a black horse for famine and very expensive food. As in, they say, a day's wages for a loaf of bread.
Ouch. So, looks like it will hurt the poor more than the rich.
Yes, at first. But to safeguard both the oil and wine, which, by the way, are listed among the commercial wealth of Babylon at the time of her destruction.
Revelation 18.
But even more so, it is the main ingredients of most offerings made by the Jews, recorded in many Old Testament passages. So, God provides that for them, so that they continue with their sacrifices. And we will continue next week. But meanwhile, tell an unsaved person what to do when we leave. It's really important. And also, it's also time to ask you, who owns your soul? Is it Jesus? Will you escape the awful judgment that's coming? You can. It's just a prayer away. Sincerely repent and invite him inside your heart, and you will be set free, free from the bondage to sin. Let him speak to you through his word. Let Jesus rule over any addictions instead of the God of this world, who has been guiding your life and keeping you trapped, whether you know it or not. You know, the demons are victors when Jesus isn't ruling your life, because there's no in between. And to those of you who are listening to this program, who are saved, but perhaps lukewarm, you better wake up and get your act together now. You got to store those treasures in heaven, so your reward will be great. And now it's time to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for our leaders, and also pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because those who love her, they're going to prosper in many different ways. And that's taken, of course, from Psalm 122, verse 6, that I hope you'll memorize. So, shalom, till next time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.